You never really know where your career is headed, even if you think you do. And you never know which of the job skills you've acquired will be most valuable in the future, or exactly why. Kurt Dunkel went to law school because he had nothing else to do after graduation.
And so I was walking along the beach with my best friend and fraternity brother at the time, and he said, so what are you going to do next year? I said, I have no idea. He said, we ought to go to law school. It's what gentlemen do when they don't know what else to do.
Law school was a natural fit for Kurt.
It was about understanding what people have said to each other in tough situations and how those disputes are going to be resolved. That's really what the law is. It's people getting together and figuring out, okay, how are we going to have this community code or this community contract and getting out of tough situations.
Kurt married and started a family and joined in succession two of the top law firms in Florida, Holland & Knight in Lakeland and then Rogers & Towers in Jacksonville. But something happened.
I started getting the idea that I wasn't supposed to practice law anymore. That began a real struggle with me because I liked what I was doing, and this little voice just wouldn't go away.
Eventually, Kurt recognized the difference between an occupation and a calling.
And then on Friday morning, I remember it well, I woke up and I was completely filled with joy. I thought, this is not only something I'm going to do, this is going to be a great idea. Ended my law practice, and my partners and my colleagues were just so gracious about the whole thing.
He went to seminary in New York City and was ordained as a priest in 2004.
We were electing a new bishop in our diocese, and the ballot came out, and I noticed that this guy that I'd never heard of, John Howard, was on there, and he was the vicar of Trinity Wall Street, which is a huge Episcopal church right down on Wall Street. And so I thought, golly, this guy's might be my bishop someday. I'd like to meet him.
They became instant friends, and when John Howard was elected bishop and moved to Jacksonville, he offered the job of canon to the ordinary, an ecclesiastic chief of staff, to Kurt. Kurt and his family came back to Jacksonville, and Kurt served in the bishop's office for 3 years. By then, the Episcopal Church was undergoing severe strains, in part because of the ordination of a bishop in New Hampshire, a man who was in a same-sex relationship. Suddenly, Kurt's past experience became highly relevant.
When I got here in the summer, things had already heated up. I didn't know a whit about being a priest. I mean, I had just been ordained. But one thing I was able to do is I was able to run large and complex organizations and figure out solutions to conflict.
After 3 years, however, Kurt felt that once again, he was not doing what he was supposed to be doing. He had been ordained to be a parish priest, not a conflict resolver or administrator. Then he heard about an opening at one of the original churches on the banks of the St. John's River, Grace Episcopal, in Orange Park.
Here's this church with 450 seats, 7 acres, 21 buildings, 300-person day school, and 35 parishioners. I need to take that job. I can't fail there. What am I going to do, run the 35 out of town?
He took the job, built it back up during the recession. It turns out that law school, as much as seminary training, is useful in building a church.
So what I learned in law school was to think creatively, not only think strategically, but think creatively.
Last year, Kurt Dunkel became dean of the seminary in New York City where he had studied. This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.